so many wet feet everywhere. The world's lunch spilled on soaked streets with sewer steam rising, popping corn on a gas stove. I was listening. I was always listening, following ounces until blues blurred, until my body caught in cracks of RTA track, somewhere between doing laundry and shopping for groceries. Grandma said we were poor. I map out emission reduction goals and find in a new infrastructure improvement plan rails of her skeleton, of all her hands papered, just 100 years memory of a race past. I set my tear-soaked bread in the sun to dry. Wives of white men tell me this is what will make it rise. There's warm and warm enough, and I'm supposed to know which is right for my body in the burning bread cavity. I search the back of every back bedroom dresser for socks. It's all my time spent searching for socks, semi-clean, somewhat similar, at least enough for my feet standing in at the bus stop, seeing all that's walking on in the near dark of natural light.